Hey, greetings, it's Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, wanted to bring you a moment of discernment and teaching, something very important. Ecclesia or man-made church, which one are you a part of? You know, I'd like you to do something very important. I'd like you to go and look at the New Testament. You could do it in your Bible, you could do it online. And I want you to look up everywhere the word church is used. One place, for example, is Matthew 16, where Jesus said, "I will build my church." In the King James Bible, they use the word church. If you look at the Greek word, every time you see the word church, you'll see the word is ekklesia. It means called out once. That's the correct translation for God's word. Jesus said, "I will build my called out once." If you look at the description of church, it's a religious organization, it's a building, it's an assembly of religious believers. It's not the ecclesia, the ecclesia that Christ was talking about and everywhere else in the Bible talks about. King James had the translators use that word church so that he could help his institutionalized man-made religion, and he could usurp power over people in buildings and power over the pastors so they would be submitted to him as king. So how I tie this in, if you look at Sunday religion, that's church. That's man-made religious systems. That's organizations made of man. If you look at the true body of Christ, the ecclesia, those are people that have been called out to be in Christ through faith, repentance, and born again. That's the gospel. What have they been called out from? The world. When you look at man-made religion, ask yourself, what are you called out from? Man-made religion is still very much involved in entertainment of the world, sports of the world, media of the world, the dress of the world, the actions of the world. Other than a few minor alterations, maybe no drunkenness and adultery, they're very much just like the world. They're very worldly. But the ecclesia, they're called out. So the question for this recording is, are you part of man-made church on Sunday through membership and their ritual ways and their pagan holidays? Or are you by faith and repentance born again in Christ, and are you part of his called out ones, called out from the world? And as you study God's word, you're refining your life down. You're getting rid of worldliness and carnality. Your insides have been changed, so your outsides change. As a woman, you turn away from hairstyles and jewelry and makeup, and you biblically dress in a long and loose garment, and you cover your head. Men, are you being transformed? No more tattoos and earrings and tight clothes and sports teams. Are you also covering your form? This is the called out ones of Christ. These are the people that will see eternity with God. The people that are church people will hear what Jesus said in Matthew 7. "Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity," because they were not called out by him and did not keep his ways. So, very important Bible study topic. We have some things on this on our teaching blog. The ecclesia versus, that's the called out ones, versus church. Have you studied this? Do you know the difference? Are you part of the true body of Christ, or are you really just part of man-made religion? Man-made religion will not help you to eternal life. The true body of Christ, you're called into it, is the evidence that you are already born with the hope of eternal life to come. Then, through faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience means you leave the word of God. You leave the man-made religion according to the word of God. And then you must endure in that faith. That's the full gospel. Not just believe in Jesus. Not just accept Jesus in your heart. Not just go to church on Sunday. You live for Christ. You become Christ's body. You sacrifice everything for him. and you turn away from everything that does not line up with his truth. So if you go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, go to John 4:24 audio like you're listening here, go to our unbiblical teachers blog where we expose false teachers, you'll see the difference between the ecclesia of God, the called out ones, and Sunday religion. We just got back from standing outside of a Sunday religious building, and it's pretty sad. People are in the building playing emotional songs, doing ritual services, listening to a 30-minute sermon, get in their cars, cranking worldly music, smoking cigarettes, and many of them, when they drove by us with our gospel signs, had cuss words or hand gestures that are quite vile towards us. These are the people that are part of God's so-called man-made Sunday church. It's not God's church, it's man-made church. But they're not part of Christ's ecclesia. So again, go and study the New Testament. Realize that that word church has been implanted in there wrongly. The correct translation calls you out. Do you want to be called out for God? You know, the word holy means separated. You're set apart for God. Set apart for God. Is that what you want to be? Or do you want to be just part of man-made religion that Jesus hated in Mark 7? And here's what he said in Mark 7, 6, verses 6 through 9. You worship me in vain because you negate the word of God and you keep your man-made traditions. We don't want that to happen to you. Go do a study. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Look up ecclesia versus the church. Let us know how we can help you to walk in the fullness of God's ways and reject the false ways of man-made church. It's a big difference. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.